cyberbullying. Hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast, where we explore pressing issues in the digital world. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's become increasingly relevant in our digital world, cyberbullying. A study by the NGO Bullying Sem Fronteiras between January 2022 and May 2023 showed Brazil ranked fourth worldwide in cyberbullying cases. This statistic is alarming and highlights the urgent need to address this issue. Cyberbullying can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background, making it a universal problem. So, it's worth taking a closer look to really understand what cyberbullying is, why it happens, how it affects people, and what we can do about it. So, let's get started. First of all, what exactly is cyberbullying? In simple terms, cyberbullying involves using digital platforms, like social media, emails, or text messages, to harass, intimidate, or hurt someone. Unlike traditional bullying, which is limited to physical spaces like schools or workplaces, cyberbullying can follow its victims anywhere, anytime, making it particularly invasive and persistent. And why does cyberbullying occur? There are many reasons. Some people might feel insecure and bully others to make themselves feel better. Others might want to feel powerful and in control. The anonymity of the internet can make people feel like they can say or do anything without consequences. When people feel like they are anonymous, they might do things they wouldn't normally do in person. This can lead to behaviors like spreading lies, sending scary messages, or sharing private photos without permission. Now, how does cyberbullying impact individuals? Victims often experience anxiety, depression, and a deep sense of isolation. The continuous nature of online harassment can make these effects more intense compared to traditional bullying, as there is no clear escape from the abuse. And what can we do to stop cyberbullying? There are several important steps. First, we need to talk about cyberbullying and let people know it's a serious problem. Creating a culture of empathy online is also important. This means encouraging people to be kind and understanding towards others. Supporting people who are bullied is crucial. Let them know they are not alone and that it's not their fault. Encouraging people to behave responsibly online is another key step. Remind them to think before they post or send messages. Digital tools can also help. Many platforms have options to report bullies. Using these tools can help stop the harassment. The American Psychological Association suggests some good practices for dealing with cyberbullying. They say it's a good practice to take screenshots of the cyberbullying incidents as a record, but not to respond to bullies' messages. Consider blocking cyberbullies to prevent future harassment. I guess that right now you must be wondering if big tech companies should be responsible for promoting positive digital spaces, right? So, according to the American Psychological Association, in an ideal world, tech companies would prioritize creating safer online environments for young people. Some companies are working toward it already, including partnering with psychologists to better understand how their products affect kids and how to keep them safe. But going the extra mile isn't always profitable for technology companies. For now, it's up to individuals, families, and communities to protect kids' and teens' best interest online. This means that while we wait for tech companies to make these changes, we need to be proactive. Parents should talk to their children about safe online behavior. Schools can teach students about digital citizenship. Communities can support each other by sharing resources and strategies to deal with cyberbullying. It's a team effort, and everyone has a role to play in creating a safer digital world for our young people. Together, we can make a difference. If you are being bullied online, or if you know someone who is, it's very important to get help. Talking to someone you trust can make a big difference. This could be a friend, a family member, or a professional like a teacher or counselor. Don't keep it to yourself. Sharing your experience can help you feel better and find solutions to stop the bullying. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Let's remember the importance of being kind and supportive to one another, both online and offline. Cyberbullying is a serious issue, but together we can work towards a safer and more compassionate digital world. Créditos. Todos os áudios inseridos neste conteúdo são da Free Sound.